In 2004, the broadcast in the Netherlands of this film submission, criticizing the treatment of women in traditional Islam, led to the murder of Dutch director Theo van Gogh. The Islamic radical who killed van Gogh left a note pinned to the body with a knife that named the writer of the film, Somali-born Ayaan Hirsi Ali, as his next intended victim. Ali was then a member of the Dutch parliament and a critic of fundamentalist Islam, whose books include The Caged Virgin, an emancipation proclamation for women and Islam. After repeated death threats, Ali resigned from the Dutch parliament last year and moved to the United States. She spoke to VOA recently, explaining how the 9/11 terror attacks led her to become what she calls a Muslim atheist.
I got into a conflict of conscience. Do I agree what is done in the name of the Quran, because that's what bin Laden and Mohammed Atta quoted? Do I agree with my God, or do I disagree? And if I disagree, I know I'm in hell. And so I had to work that out fast.
But many Muslims responded to 9/11 by saying they did it in the name of the Quran, but they were wrong. This is not Islam.
Well, they were wrong. And the act of killing people indiscriminately is wrong. We agree on all that. But the quotations from the Quran are in there. And my approach is, it doesn't change anything if you close your eyes to the facts. And we can only prevent other young people from subscribing to the wrong quotations from the Quran if we accept that those urges towards violence and domination are in the Quran, and then try and reform that and change that. That's my approach.
However, rather than reform it, you found that you were no longer a believer at all?
Well, I decided, first of all, and it's a very private decision, I'm not propagating atheism, but I decided that I do not believe in the existence of a hell and a heaven and a hereafter, because honestly, I realized that was the biggest fear that I had to face when I got into this conflict of conscience. So in order to be in a good place in the hereafter, to go to heaven, I did not dare challenge God. And what I did was I decided to challenge what's written in the Quran by saying, I do not wish to be a part of a killing spree. I do not wish to be a part of domination. I want to live and I want others to live. And I love life and I love life on earth. So that's something that I relinquished for myself. But I do not propagate that every Muslim become an atheist.
You've been very critical, though, of Islam and even of the Prophet.
Yes, the Prophet Muhammad said that he is an example to us throughout, not only in the 7th and 8th centuries, but in the 21st century. Humanity has moved on, and we can use the Prophet Muhammad as an example in all the things that I think are morally sound, such as hospitality, such as being kind to the poor and the elderly. But I do not want to follow the Prophet Muhammad as an example when he says, kill the unbelievers, ambush them and take their property. Disobedient wives should be beaten. When he divides the world into believers and unbelievers, I do not want to follow the Prophet Muhammad in that sort of morality.